sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I grew up in Southern California and spent a lot of time in boats. By the time I was 15 years old, I was sailing my own 16-foot plywood sailboat to Catalina Island with my two best friends. We would go over for 10 days at a time and would fish and snorkel and sleep on the beach. It was great times. On retrospect, however, I can't believe our parents let us make such a trip on that boat. It did not have positive buoyancy, meaning that if it filled up with water, it would sink. It was not self-bailing, meaning that every wave that broke over the bow had to be bailed out by hand. And it was not rideable, meaning that if we capsized, we could have not tipped the boat back over on our own. But there we were, three pals, sailing 26 miles across the ocean in strong winds, with the boat heeled way over and waves breaking over the bow, totally oblivious to the danger. Fast forward 40 years, and now I write about boating safety and water safety. So when a coworker, David, showed me the new sit-on-top kayaks he bought for him and his 15-year-old son, I politely asked if he had tested to ensure that they could self-rescue in the event that they capsized. He hadn't thought of that. Most folks don't, to be honest. Now, sit-on-top kayaks are great because they are, in fact, unsinkable, they're self-bailing, and they are rideable. So they have a lot going for them. But being able to ride them after they capsize and get back in them without recapsizing can be really difficult. So David agreed to come to my house on Humboldt Bay with his kayak and his son to do a test. They each paddled out into the deep water, one at a time, and with me nearby in a rescue boat. David's son capsized his kayak on purpose and was able to right it and get back into the kayak, but before getting settled, he accidentally capsized again. I think this surprised him, but the second time he was able to get back into the boat and stay in it. David capsized his boat twice to get extra practice, but after he got back in the second time, he accidentally capsized a third time. By now, he had been in and out of the cold water long enough for it to start to impact his strength and his clear thinking, as he reported to me afterward. He did get back in the boat the third time, but it took serious effort and concentration. And note that all this was going on in very calm water. If there were waves or strong wind, it would have been even harder to stay in the kayak while getting back in after a capsize. So I think that they left with a better awareness that can inform how far they push their limits in their new kayaks as they go out in the ocean and the bays. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.